And today we will look at Prophet Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, the friend of Allah, an amazing personality. Many, many references in the Quran about him. In fact, a surah number 14, is Surah to Ibrahim, named after him. But he appears in many of the surahs, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-Hud, Surah Ibrahim itself, Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Nahl, Surah Maryam, Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah Al-Hajj. A large section of him you'll find in Surah Al-Shu'ara, and also equivalently large section about him in Surah Al-Safat. Then we find that he is also mentioned in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Surah Al-Dhariyat, and Surah Al-Najm. There are various odd ayat elsewhere as well. Well, Prophet Ibrahim a.s. was born in the time of Namrud. This was a king who claimed that he was God. Now, Namrud once saw a dream where he saw a star eclipsing the light of both the sun and the moon, so much so that none of their lights remained. And this vivid dream that he had frightened him so much that he calls all his astrologers and fortune tellers and orders them to interpret his vision. And the majority of them come up with an explanation saying that a child will be born in your area this year who will cause your annihilation and that of your family. Now, that he was absolutely terrified of it. He was terrified of losing his power. And he ordered that all men and women in the land to be separated so that there would be no child born. He actually thought that he could change the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was born. His mother hid him in a cave outside the town because she was frightened that her child would be killed. And he lived there until he was 13 years old, when she felt it was safe to bring him into the town. See, not only had Namrud ordered the men and women to be separated, but because his fortune tellers or astrologers had told him that the child had only already been conceived that very night, he ordered all newborns to be slaughtered. And this is why she took him to live in this cave. And she found that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam used to question her regularly about the idols, the stars and the moon and the sun that were being worshipped by her tribe. Now he continually made his views very clear, even as a young teenager. We find a reference to this in Surah Al-An'am, in Ayah 76, for example. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ قَوْقَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ كَانَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. So when the night overshadowed, he saw a star and he said, is this my Rabb? So when it set, he said, I don't love those that set, I don't love the setting ones. فَلَمَّا رَعَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Then when he saw the moon rising, he said, is this my Rabb? فَلَمَّا عَفَلَ قَالَ لَعِنْ لَمْ يَحْدِنِي رَبِّي لَعْكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. So when it said, he said, if my Rabb had not guided me, I should certainly be of those who are in error. فَلَمَّا رَعَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرَ. Then when he saw the sun rising, he said, is this my Rabb? Is this the greatest? فَلَمَّا عَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِي إِنِّي بَرِيٌّ مِمَّا تُشْرِقُونَ. So when it set, he said, O my people, surely I am clear of what you set up with Allah. إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Surely I have turned myself, being upright, wholly to Him who originated the heavens and the earth, and I am not one of those who associates anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam did, well, Azar, who raised him, used to make idols and used to give them to Prophet Ibrahim to sell them, who used to go out in the town and say, who wishes to buy something which brings him harm and which does not bring him anything good? Now, obviously, nobody would buy anything from him. So when the merchandise did not sell, he would go to a river and knock off the heads of the idols and say, "Drink, nobody wants to buy you." Now, this caused a lot of fracas between the family where he was living in, because he did not accept even the townspeople being able to worship idols. Disputing with Azar, he would say. And the Quran mentions this in Surah Maryam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ, when he said to his father, يَا عَبَتِي, O my father, لِمَا تَعْبُدُوا مَا لَا يَسْمَعُوا وَلَا يُبْصِرُوا وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا, why do you worship that which neither hears nor sees, nor does it avail you in the least? يَا عَبَتِي, O my father, إِنِّي قَدْ جَاعَنِي مِنَ الْإِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَعْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَحْدِكَ سَرَاطًا صَوِيًّا. Indeed, the knowledge has come to me which has not come to you. Follow me, I will guide you on the right path. Ya abati, O my father, la ta'budi shaitan, do not serve this shaitan. Inna shaitana kana lirrahmani asiya. Indeed, the shaitan is disobedient to the Rahman, to the beneficent God. Ya abati, O my father, inni akhafu an yamassaka adhabu min arrahmani fatakuna lishaitani waliya. I fear that the punishment from the beneficent Rabb should afflict you so that you should be a friend of the shaitan. Well, Azar says, قَالَ أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ أَلِهَةِ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ, do you dislike my gods, O Ibrahim? لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِي لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَحْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ. If you don't stop this nonsense, if you don't desist, I will revile you and leave me for a time. Now look at Ibrahim's answer. Qala, he said, Salamun alayk, peace be upon you. Sa'astaghfiruka laka rabbi, innahu kana bi hafiyya. I will pray to my Rabb to forgive you. Surely he is ever affectionate to me. Wa'atazilukum wa ma tad'una min duni Allahi wa'ad'u rabbi asa'alla kuna bi du'ai rabbi shaqiyya. And I will withdraw from you and what you call on besides Allah. And I will call upon my Rabb. Maybe I shall not remain unblessed in calling upon my Rabb. Now this withdrawal from Azar and the way that Ibrahim had conducted himself, showing the value, in fact the valuelessness of those statues, caused a big commotion in the community. And the news reached Namrud, who ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to be brought to him. Now Namrud addresses Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 258. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. Have you not considered he, that is Namrud, who disputed with Ibrahim about his Rabb? Because Allah had given him the kingdom. إِذْ قَالَ Ibrahim, when Ibrahim said, رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ, my Rabb is he who gives life and causes death. So Namrud said, قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتِ, I give life and cause death. قَالَ Ibrahim, and Ibrahim said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِيَ بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأَتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, Ibrahim said, Allah causes the sun to rise from the east, so you make it rise from the west. So the one who disbelieved, the one who covered up the truth, was confounded, and Allah does not guide aright the unjust people. So what happens? Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Namrud says, O Ibrahim, have you seen your God who has sent you, to whose worship you have been inviting people, whose might you have been revering, and to which you have been referring, claiming he is greater than everyone else? So who is he? So just as Quran said, Ibrahim says he is the one who brings life to the dead and who causes the living to die. And he says, well, I do the same, as we saw in the ayah of Quran. So Ibrahim says, how do you bring life to the dead and cause the living to die? So he said, I take two men condemned to be killed according to my command. I kill one of them, causing him to die. I pardon the other, thus leaving him as though I brought back life back to him. So Ibrahim tells him, as Quran says, Allah brings the sun from the east. So why don't you make it come from the west? Now, as Quran says, Namrud is confounded, but that increases his anger. Because the ego cannot accept it. And Ibrahim alayhi salam wants to prove the weakness of idols. So what he does is, one day when the people were out of town, because they had an annual feast when they would come and assemble, and upon returning, they would return to their temples and obviously worship their idols. When the feast approached, Azar said to Ibrahim, "If you decide to come with us to celebrate our feast, you will certainly be one of us." Well, obviously, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not participate in the feast. But what he did was, when everybody had gone away, he came back and he got into the temples and he smashed all the idols except the largest of them. And he hung the axe on the largest one. Now when the people came back from their feast and they saw the destruction of their idols, immediately they go to Ibrahim because they know what he feels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah 21, Ayah 62. He says, قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِإِلَاحَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They said, "Have you done this to our gods, O Ibrahim?" So Ibrahim alayhi salam replies, قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلُوهُ. Surely somebody has done it. كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْعَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ. The chief of them is this. Now this was the statue on which he had hung the axe. And he said, "Ask them if they can speak." فَرَجَعُوا. So they turned back, إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, within themselves. I mean, they started pondering. فَقَالُوا, and they said, إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They said, "Surely you yourselves are the unjust." ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ. They were made to hang their heads down. That means they look down. لَقَدْ أَلِمْتَ مَا هَوْلَاءِ يَنْتِكُونَ. Certainly you know that they do not speak. And then he said, قَالَ, he said, أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَذُرُّكُمْ. What do you serve besides Allah? What brings you not any benefit at all, nor does it harm you? أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Fie on you and what you serve besides Allah. Do you not understand? Now when they saw that his argument has prevailed and they didn't have any answers, and this is a human reaction. When you find you're not winning, you cannot understand, and you wish to hold on to your views, my way or the highway. You want to destroy or get rid of that which is disturbing you, which is taking away your way of life that you believed was the right way of life. And immediately they say, قَالُوا حَرِّكُوهُ, burn him. وَانْصُرُوا عَلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ, and help your gods if you are going to do anything. A large furnace is built, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Surah Al-Safat, Ayah 97, قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَحُوا بُنْيَانًا فَعَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَعِيمِ. Build for him a furnace, then cast him into the burning fire. It is said that they gathered timber for a month. They lit the fire in every corner of the timber, and it was so strong that even if a bird happened to pass above it, he would be burnt by its extreme heat. They came to Ibrahim. They took him to the top of the structure and tied him up. And then they catapulted him into the fire. It is said that the angels came to ask him whether he needed their help. And he said no. His Rabb was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked help only from him. Look what he says when he's being hurled into the fire. Ayah 99, Surah As-Safat. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَحْدِينَ. Surely I fly to my Rabb, he will guide me. رَبِّي حَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O my Rabb, grant me to be one of those who are the doers of good deeds. And all he kept on saying was, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Indeed, Allah is enough for me, and He is the one in whom I have placed my trust. As Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam enters the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is again Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 69, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, O fire, be a comfort and peace to Ibrahim. Namrud, from a high tower looking over the fire, had no doubt that Prophet Ibrahim had perished. But he sees him sitting in a garden, and he perceives angelic energies around him. And he shouts at him, saying, O Ibrahim, can you come out of this? And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, yes. So he says, are you afraid that if it might harm you if you remain in it? And he says, no. So Namrud says, stand up and get out of it. Whereupon Ibrahim alayhi salam walked till he was out of it. Having come out, he was asked by Namrud, O Ibrahim, Who is that whom I saw who looked like you sitting beside you? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, That is an angel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to keep me company. And Namrud said, I am offering a sacrifice to your God because of what I witnessed of his might and determination regarding you and you refusing to worship anyone but him. I shall slaughter for him 4,000 cows. Ibrahim said, Allah will not accept any sacrifice from you as long as you keep following your creed till you forsake it and accept my faith. And he said, O Ibrahim, I cannot leave my kingdom, but I shall slaughter them for him anyway. It is said that Namrud slaughtered them, distributed their meat to the poor, and abandoned all intentions to hurt Ibrahim. And one thing he said to Ibrahim was, Great indeed is your God, O Ibrahim. We shall continue with the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, because there are lots of aspects of his life that we need to look at. Incidentally, if you have a temperature, if there is somebody in the house or somebody you know who has a fever or temperature, recite this ayah, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and inshallah the temperature will subside.